Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the author studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting with first-time author Bonnie Barnett, and her book is entitled Bobo's Daughter, One Woman's Journey to Find Hope, Healing, and the Father Behind the Face Paint. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi.
Well, that's quite an intriguing title, The Father Behind the Face Paint. Tell us what that means.
My father was a very famous circus clown from the 1920s to, I pretty much performed till the 1970s, and he was absent from my life. My mother was a famous clown as well, and she and my dad traveled for about 15 years together, but after I was born, he left. So this is the story of me searching for my famous clown father.
And tell me how and when you eventually, quote, found him, unquote.
Well, I searched for him a lot. And then there were just these incredible miracles that happened along the way that led me to him. And it took about 30 years.
And your father eventually became your father in the truest sense of the word?
Well, put it this way. The time that we had together, that's when the healing happened. And it really was. I really insisted that he become a father for the remaining years that we had together. Yeah.
Obviously, there was some pain along the way.
Oh, yeah.
And is that what inspired you to write the book?
Well, it's kind of ironic. What really inspired me to write the book was watching Funny Girl in the Cinerama Dome in Hollywood, California, and I watched that relationship between Fanny Bryce and Nick Arnstein and thought, I have a story about my parents that would make sense, just like this story. But when I went to my story editor and talked to her about it, she said, Bonnie, this story is not about them. This story is about you. And that's what started me on this process and this journey.
I want to ask you about them, and I want to ask you about you. What are some of the highlights of your dad's career and your mom's career? And were you able to enjoy those highlights with them?
No. I was raised in suburban Los Angeles. Had a very different life. And but my dad was really out there. He was on the Ed Sullivan Show, Batista in Cuba, Queen Elizabeth. He was the featured clown in all the Shryan circuses. He came out in a little car with seven dogs, very famous. And my mom was like this glamour girl dancer, and she then decided to break into Clown Alley, all male Clown Alley. But I don't talk about her too much in this book. That's the next book. Yeah, but no, I didn't do the circus. But then if you read, you'll find out a little bit more how that all came together.
How cathartic was the process for you writing the book?
Oh, I mean, yeah, really necessary. I mean, there's so many universals in this story about family and healing and relationships and reconciliation and forgiveness. And that's really, you know, the essence, the universal that we all go through. And it's set in this incredibly flamboyant setting. And then the journey, you know, of getting there. I mean, I felt like a throwaway kid. But
who took care of you?
Mom raised me alone, and I didn't know either side of my family. But I was determined to put this family back together, and that was my journey of what I did. And I work with kids who are feeling like they're throwaways now, but you know what? The universal is that none of us are, and we have to find our purpose.
I was going to ask, obviously you learned a lot from the journey. I'm wondering if you're hoping your readers learn very much the same thing.
I am, and I think the biggest thing that I want my readers to have at the end of this book is hope, because there's always hope. And we have to walk through our stuff whatever our life script is, we have to walk through it and we have to face it and get to the other side of it. And that's what brings the joy.
The cover of the book is very interesting. Talk about how that came to be.
It's the first chapter of the book. And if you go to my website, you actually can read that first chapter. It is about my mom coming in when I was four. I said, we're going to go to the circus with to see your daddy. And I didn't know what a daddy was, and I didn't know what a circus was. And we went to the backstage of the circus at the Shrine Auditorium. And this large, 6'4", giant tramp clown picks me up and kisses me. And somebody from the Herald Examiner snapped a photo, and it was on the front page of the paper the next day. And it was in later years I had that picture from this tattered photograph made into a painting.
What's the website?
www.bobosdaughter.com.
Okay, we'll check it out, and we'll also check out the book. Again, it's called Bobo's Daughter, One Woman's Journey to Find Hope, Healing, and the Father Behind the Face Paint. And the author is Bonnie Barnett. Bonnie, thank you.
Thank you, Les. And there's a promise that this book will not bore you.